Madison Juergens back to serve. Went to Diller Odell High School in Nebraska from Odell, Nebraska. So, D1 school, small school in Nebraska, and she'll send this one long. It's a service error, and Coyotes give it right back to Creighton.
Yeah, darn. Those free points you don't want to see, especially in the first 5 points of the game and the last 5 points.
Jaylee Winters back to serve for the Creighton Blue Jays. Serving right to left as we see it. And Winters will approach. Here comes the serve, picked up in the back row. Now bump set up by Juergens. Dotseth on the attack, and it is long. No touch for Creighton. It is long. And a point for the Creighton Blue Jays. They now lead it by five.
I think she was looking for the high hands off the block there, hoping to get a touch.
That'll put Jaylee Winters back to serve again for the Creighton Blue Jays. Winters will approach. Here comes the serve. Floats it over to the back row. Weideman. Juergens will set outside. Dotseth on the attack. Just rolled it over. Picked up by Creighton. Near side Clough. Taps it over. And two diving Coyotes can't come up with it. It was Juergens and Dotseth diving in different directions. Neither could come up with it. It's a kill for Taryn Clough.
That area we like to call the donut in the volleyball world.
The middle of the donut, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, I know, right?
Here comes the serve for Winters. Picked up by Weideman. Juergens, back set. Here comes the attack. Cross court. That's in on the back roll. And just got in on the back line. Claire Gurdis on the attack for South Dakota. And it's 10-5. The Coyotes down by five.
That was a great swing from Gurdis. Only one blocker up, so she was really smart with the ball there.
Weideman exits as Wagamester comes in for South Dakota. Now the serve. Picked up by Creighton. Here comes the back set. The attack dug up nicely in the back row. Up to the net. Dug out by Juergens. The attack by Wagamester. Now it's at the net. Tapped over by Elizabeth Motion of South Dakota. And the Coyotes get the point. They're within 4, 10-6.
It's a good smart play to go up offensive or defensively from Motion.
Haley Dotseth to serve for South Dakota. It's Creighton 10, South Dakota 6 in set number 2. Creighton leads the match 1-0. Here comes the attack of Clove, and that one went off of Juergens. She was set up on the sideline to her right. She dove to the left, and it grazed off of the hands. It's a point for Creighton.
And defensively, you would assume that Clove would have hit the big hole in the block there, but she cranked it down the line.
Now to serve is Brittany Witt for the Creighton Blue Jays. Creighton with a 5-point advantage here in set number 2. Into the back row, dug up nicely. Outside set, cross-court attack, Wagamester picked up in the back row. Now the set to the near side, but a violation on Creighton. Coyotes get the point, double hit.
Wilson coming in for the Coyotes here. I can see she's trying to pump up her team, get them going.
Annie Rasmussen will go back to serve it for South Dakota. Creighton 11, South Dakota 7, set number 2. Creighton took set number 1. Here comes the serve from Rasmussen. Picked up in the back row. Now the set near side. Taryn Clough on the attack. And she slammed it right between the block. Attempt of Lotion and Wilson.
Yeah, she reaches really high when she attacks the ball. So she is almost hitting over the block, actually.
She's 6'4 and still has ups after that.
Absolutely. Long, long arms.
Back to serve is Madeline Cole. She comes from a sports family. Her father is actually on the football staff at SMU. She'll approach. Here comes the serve. The back row dug up by Rasmussen. Juergens outside. Here's the attack, and it's in. A big attack for Wagamester. Jenna Wagamester from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, gets the point for South Dakota. And the Coyotes keeping it close. They're within 4.
Big, powerful swing from her.
Creighton 12, South Dakota 8. We are in set number 2. Back to serve for the Coyotes is Mehana Fonseca. Fonseca will approach. Here comes the serve. Floats it over towards the front. Dug up. Now the attack. Taryn Clough. Diving attempt by Rasmussen. She couldn't come up with it. She immediately goes to Wagamester. Those two, a little bit miscommunication.
Yeah, defensively, playing defense from the front row, you never want to get in front of your libero. It takes her out of the back row.
Taryn Clough to serve for the Creighton Blue Jays. To the back row, Fonseca jousting at the net. It falls on the side of Creighton, and a net violation on Juergens of South Dakota. It'll give a point to the Blue Jays. Well, she went up and won the battle, but unfortunately got tangled in the net. Taryn Clough to serve for Creighton. It'll go to the back row, Rasmussen, Juergens, back set. Here comes the attack, cross court. It was off of the touch of Creighton by Wilson, and then into the net for the Blue Jays, and South Dakota gets the point.
Wilson has a lot of success when she runs the slide behind the setter, so she can continue to do that and spread the block. That helped Dot South out a lot here.
Creighton 14, South Dakota 9 in set number 2. Lolo Weideman back onto the floor. She will handle the service duties. Weideman trying to find her spot. Here comes the approach and the serve. It'll go backside. That one nearly overpassed, and it's going to be a violation on Creighton. I believe it came over the net for Madeline Cole.
Yeah, back row attack from the center there.
So Madeline Cole gets whistled there. The Coyotes get the point. It's a four-point set. 14-10. Lolo Weideman back to serve for USD. Here comes the serve. And that's going to go wide. Creighton bailed at the last moment. It was just long for USD in a service error. And that'll take us to a timeout. Creighton leads it by 5, 15-10 in set number 2. This is South Dakota Coyote Volleyball from Learfield.